And that's the mentality. That's the mindset that QAnon fills its followers with, that they know better. They see the truth. And that's intoxicating. It's awesome to be smarter than everybody else. It's really cool to have the secret knowledge. I was a Kennedy assassination nut for forever. I totally believed in the conspiracy. Even when I was starting my QAnon debunking career on Twitter and stuff, I still was more than happy to argue for conspiracy. Just eventually at some point, I was like, you know, it's really hard to argue Oswald and conspiracy at the same time while you're debunking all these conspiracy theories. And also, guess what? The case against Oswald's really good. So I should probably just go with that, because why not follow logic to its conclusion? And again, stupid evil. It's what the Warren Commission, those bumbling fools, Lyndon Johnson, all that stuff. It's great to hate your government and think they're a bunch of morons who killed the president. And you know they killed the president. You know they pulled off 9/11. You know they stole the 2020 election. You know they unleashed COVID upon us. You know the secret truth about all these people. But your dumb family and friends, eventually they'll come around to it. Eventually they'll figure out that I'm right. And when they do, boy howdy, I am going to be the belle of the ball. I'm going to be the king of the neighborhood once my family and friends come around and acknowledge that I, Smarty McSmartpants, was truly the greatest of them all. And I sussed out the fact that the world is run by stupid and evil people. Which it is, but they're not a shadowy conspiracy theory that runs Hollywood and everything else and did both World Wars, killed Kennedy, did 9/11, and all the rest of it. Because if they did all of that, they're probably pretty smart. And that's the push-pull. That's the tug of war about this whole thing, is that you want to believe that your enemy is powerful, but you also want to believe that they can be defeated. Because they are not smart. They're not as powerful as they make themselves out to be. Because while wealth and status and the infrastructure of the Illuminati is helpful, the actual people running things currently are stupid and we can beat them. Let's go. Let's go, Patriots. We got this. So, yeah. So that's the evil and stupid conspiracy theory and why it's catnip for people, why it's so enjoyable. We'll get into our crazy world, the current events pod will probably be up between Friday and Sunday this week, and boy howdy, that will be a big one. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this, hope you enjoy that. If you want to support the show, 5-star review wherever you listen to it, patreon.com/pokerpolitics, put some money in my tip jar, help me out. Trying to buy Ozempic or whatever off of Trump's terrible website whenever that's available, because I don't want to be a blob anymore. So any money towards that goal will definitely help. If you don't want to do that, go to love146.org and donate to fight human trafficking, because that is a good thing to do. Thanks to DJ Minimal Effort and Frosty for the bumps and the music on this show. Music I accidentally remixed. Thank you all for listening, and never forget that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of President Kennedy.